The story of the birth of Jesus is well known. So how do we keep it fresh when we preach and teach about it year after year? That's what this series is all about. Now, last time we talked about engaging the imagination. This week in the final class of this four-part series, we'll be discussing how we balance tradition and innovation. By the way, I'm Malcolm Cox, and welcome to Teaching Tips number 392. This is a series on how to prepare Christmas lessons. Two things there to talk about today. Firstly, honor tradition. One approach to having lessons that are meaningful is to honor tradition. Use familiar carols as the basis for a lesson, or Advent themes, or traditional readings from the Christmas story. I was stunned, honestly, a few years ago when I read meditatively the words of the well-known carol, Good King Wenceslas. If you haven't read it or you don't know it, look it up. I've included the lyrics in the show notes, so you can have a look at them there. I'd been singing that carol for nigh on 60 years and yet had missed its core message. I wonder what you think it's about. I won't go over it now, but use it as a way of rethinking what you might think about certain carols and how they might be a good basis for a lesson. How many people do you think actually think about the lyrics when they sing that carol at Christmas and actually understand its message? There are a significant number, as you will see, of wonderful scriptural themes in that song. And it would be easy to prepare a lesson based around its message and around the lyrics of the song. And then perhaps if you do that and then sing the carol afterwards, it would be sung with a much more wholeheartedly, I think, because as people sing, they would be understanding what they're singing about. Well, try that for that carol or any other. By the way, you might like to have a look at the Connecting with Christ Through Carols series that's on Douglas Jacobi's YouTube channel. I'm enjoying those. This morning, I listened to Tammy Fleming's talk about The Little Drummer Boy, and it gave me some new insights into the meaning of the carol's message and a new appreciation for its value. I have contributed one of the recordings to that series, which hasn't come out yet. I actually don't know which day it's coming out on, so look out for that. But as well as honoring tradition, it is important to innovate. Innovation is part of effective speaking about Scripture. And it really helps our audience who've heard the story so often if we experiment with different ways of presenting the Christmas story. Let me give you two examples here, and I'm sure you can think of more. A few years ago, I read Dan Walker's book called Remarkable People, Extraordinary Stories of Everyday Lies. You can look that up. And it includes in the book a unique version of the nativity story written by a British policeman called Liam Kelly. And he retells the events of the nativity story as if written in the style of a police report, imagining himself to be a policeman at the time of the birth of Christ in Bethlehem. And it's funny, it's poignant, it's moving, and it is creatively engaging, helping us to think differently about the events of that time. And I used that as the basis of a nativity lesson one year and found it to be a very helpful way of refreshing a familiar story. Another year, I used a children's version of the nativity story as the heart of a Sunday lesson. What I did is I read the story with the children sitting around me. So I sat down on a low chair and the children sat around me in right at the front with all the adults still in their chairs. And I read the story with the children sitting around me. And now and again, I would pause the story and ask the children a question, or I might ask the adults a question, or ask the same question of both and get a little bit of interactivity going on. The children really enjoyed it, and so did the adults. And using that children's version not only meant that it was accessible for those young people, but it also, I think, helped the adults to see the events in a different light. And that's what you want to do by being innovative. Now, you have to be careful with that, because sometimes in being innovative and creative, we obscure the meaning of the story because the creativity is the thing that people remember. So you don't want that. But on the other hand, not being innovative, I think, is one of the ways that we dull the senses of the people that are with us in our services. So to wrap up, the Christmas season is the time of year when tradition needs to be honored most, I'd say, in the whole year. Maybe Easter as well. And ignoring tradition reduces the potential for being more deeply enriched by the wisdom of the centuries that have gone before us. However, an over-reliance on tradition may lead to disengagement of your congregation, because your congregation have, they've been there, seen it, and bought the t-shirt many times over with this story. So experiments and innovation can be very refreshing to the mind and the heart. So I wonder, when you consider this and the previous tips, what's your best tip for helping speakers to prepare an inspiring lesson around the Christmas story that's engaging and meaningful, deep and exciting? So let me know, drop a note if you can, here or wherever you see this recording, or send me an email, malcolm@malcolmcox.org, so that I can prepare, hopefully, myself a good, helpful Christmas lesson this year. Now, what's happening after this series? Well, let me tell you. So next time, we're going to begin a countdown to a new series that begins in January. We're recording this in mid-December. And that new series in January will be focused on top tips for new and inexperienced speakers. By the way, I reckon many of us who are longer in the tooth in speaking will also find those helpful, perhaps as refreshers. So if you have any ideas about that, let me know and tune in next week when I will be introducing that new series more fully. Please do add your comments on this week's topic. Leave them where we can see them, because we learn best and we learn in community. And please consider joining us in AIM UK and Ireland for more in-depth faith-building teaching. You can find the details at aimukandireland.com. If you have any questions about the Bible or teaching the Bible, then drop me an email, malcolm@malcolmcox.org. And if you would like a free copy of my spiritual disciplines book called How God Grows His People, the ebook is available by signing up for my newsletter at the website, malcolmcox.org. Please pass the link on to anybody you think might benefit. Subscribe, maybe even leave me a few notes. And remember, at all times, to keep calm and carry on teaching. Take care and God bless.